Phone Boy Speaks, episode 553, Smells Like Net Neutrality.
As I said in an earlier podcast, I talk about what T-Mobile did when their Un-Carrier 5.0 event, and they also did an Un-Carrier 6 as well at the same time. And so they did two things. Number one, they're going to allow you to now test drive an iPhone on their new and improved network for 7 days. Of course, you have to put a $700 credit card hold. So if they're letting you a device that's that expensive now. Off contract, then yeah, they're going to do that. And so, of course, you're not going to get it for free necessarily. I mean, but a hold on your credit cards is nothing. Assuming you don't damage it, it should be fine. But the other thing that I think is a little more troubling, and I'm still not quite sure what to think of it, is this ability to to use certain streaming music services and not have that data that's used by those services count against your data limit, right? Whatever it is. And now on all of T-Mobile's plans now, or at least all the current ones, they offer unlimited data, but the high speed data is capped at a certain point, right? So you can go over your limit but you're going to be throttled back. That's the way they do it. But they're exempting certain music streaming services from that limit. So even if you happen to go over your 1 gig or 2 gig or whatever it is, that you'll still be able to use streaming music services. And yeah, that's interesting. But and a few people have brought up, what's the net neutrality implications of this, right? And what John Legere said, and I think he was asked this question at the Un-Carrier event, and he said, well, nobody's paying for this, right? We're allowing you to use it, free of charge. We're not getting any money from these services. And so it's not like, for example, the Netflix thing where, Netflix is having to pay Comcast and Verizon for more direct access to their network, right? So this is just T-Mobile saying, hey, we're going to let you use this, right? No, and we're not going to count it towards your data cap. So is that really a net neutrality violation? I don't know, right? I mean, I think what they're trying to encourage you to do is use your phone, right? And that's, they're trying to take away the limits of that, and they're being a little more creative about it. Now, they also introduced this Un-Radio service from Rhapsody, which is free on their highest plan, but you have to pay $4 a month if you're not on that, and that's interesting as well, but I don't see necessarily the net neutrality violation. I mean, or it's I say it's a gray area, right? It's a very gray area. Are they really they're encouraging you to use your phone for streaming, right? And they said that, look, we've whitelisted several of these services. We'll add others depending upon what you vote for. And so they're I don't know. I mean, I say, is it a net neutrality violation? It's such a gray area. I can't say for sure, but it would be nice if the tech press raised the question more. I think I haven't seen much coverage of this issue, it was mentioned by one of the tech douchebags in the press, but it has not something that I've seen discussed anywhere that at least it raises the question: is this something that is net neutrality, right? But I mean, look, T-Mobile can do what they want. It's not, and they're not, they're not charging for the access. They're not charging extra for that access or getting extra consideration. So maybe it's not a net neutrality violation, but it does raise some questions. And I think it's fair. And so, what if some other carrier decided, oh, we're going to make this for free? And in fact, they do that, right? I mean, they all let you access their own services for free for the most part, right? So is that a net neutrality violation? T-Mobile's not, you're not paying more, right? And they're not getting extra money. So what's the problem? Why is this a net neutrality violation? That's what I want to know.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.